My name is Bishara Kuttab, and I'm from Palestine. I work with a media organization called Palestine News Network, and we recently founded a community radio called Dahriya FM.
Which means?
The name of the town that we started the radio is called Dahriya.
So I imagine it must be quite complicated, maybe, to start a community radio in Palestine today?
Yes, it's complicated for many reasons. First, the societal community reasons. The community itself doesn't really understand the concept of community radio. Starting a radio by the community, for the community, it's not very understandable because the only media they can think of is either political or commercial. Also, of course, we have the political problems. Either with the Palestinian Authority or with Israel, because you need the approval of both to start a radio.
To get the frequency?
Yes. Okay. You get it from the Palestinian Authority, but they need to get it from Israel.
Oh, well, it's pretty surprising.
Yeah.
And how many persons collaborate on this project?
The actual staff is only 5 people, but we have, amazingly, we have 20 volunteers and they work as much as if they were staff. They have programs, they prepare, they do all the work. So about 25 people altogether.
Which is pretty good. And how do you finance the project?
At the moment, it was funded by Aswatana project in Jordan, which is funded by SIDA, the Swedish Development Agency. It's a 3-year program to start and run a community radio for 3 years. So until the next 2 years, we are funded completely from SIDA, and we are searching for additional funding for the future.
Mm-hmm. What kind of program do you produce?
Most of the programs are involved with the community, either issues for the community or different societal matters. But also a very popular thing, and specifically Dahriya is the soccer team, the football team. Is the best team in all of the Palestinian areas. So we have 3 sport programs, and they are the most popular.
What difficulties do you have to get forward? And on the contrary, what are easy things maybe that can be done?
I'll start with the advantages. The fact that the area we're in doesn't have any coverage is an advantage, because it has made the radio so popular, because there is a thirst for any type of media. And the fact that it's also community media, where it's helping the community, helping solve problems, this is a very good point. But also the difficulties we have is of course financial issues moving forward. Another issue is the FM license, which we still don't have. We're still online. We can start illegally, but we will face all our equipment being confiscated by Israelis. But at the same time, if we stay in a low radius, there's a very high probability that we will never be stopped.
Okay. Which is so today it's only on the web.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for the time that it can air on the FM.
The actual radio completely is on the web, but many of our programs we've already partnered up with a few FMs to broadcast our community media programs, if you will.
So soon you will have your own emitter and your own frequency, maybe?
We actually already studied which frequency does not affect the Israelis, so we already booked it. We bought the equipment, so hopefully within 1 month we will be 100% illegally broadcasting.
Let's hope so. Yeah. And plenty of good wishes for the future, and hopefully you get this frequency. What can the AMARC do to help the situation?
AMARC has been already a great help in at least creating a network between us and the rest of the Arab countries working in community radio, and a network with the rest of the community radios, whether in Europe or America or Africa. mostly their help is the way they can help us more is again with the networking. They don't necessarily have to fund us because they have their own problems as well. But the way they can help us is by leading us to potential foundations or organizations that are willing, that are interested in working with us.
Thank you for these few minutes, and bonne chance for the future.
Thank you.